The last time the Spartans of De La Salle High School lost a football game, George W. Bush's father was president. The team's 144-game winning streak is the longest in high school history. The Spartans' success has brought national acclaim to this Catholic all-boys school in Concord, California, just east of San Francisco. In primetime tonight, the team is headlining the first nationally televised high school football game in nearly a decade. Ben Trefney reports.
On a cloudless October afternoon, dozens of sweaty teenagers in white and green uniforms run through practice drills at De La Salle High School.
Okay, here we go, whistle.
The Spartans play loose despite this week's matchup against Evangel Christian Academy, the 8-time defending Louisiana State champs. But then, they've won big games before. In fact, for 12 years, they've won every game they've played. Senior lineman Mike Pittori says when he started playing for De La Salle, he felt intimidated.
When you first get here, it's like, oh man, they won the streak. If we lose, I mean, I'm going to transfer schools. I don't want to be here if we lose, you know. But then once you start thinking, that's like your freshman mentality is like the streak. And then once you get on varsity, you've gone through it and, you know, you start doing it, and you're kind of like, you know, it's not really about the streak. It's more about, you know, doing it for each other and for the people that came before us and, you know, keeping this tradition going.
That means work. After a two-hour practice, the team assembles in the school cafeteria to watch game film.
Hey, Nakai.
Is that you in there, Brenner?
Yeah.
There you go.
Nakai, you got to get underneath this.
Good job.
Three members of the seven-man coaching staff dissect last week's 63-7 victory over Freedom High. The coaches typically show up at 7 in the morning, stay until 7 at night, and work weekends. They're led by 49-year-old religion teacher Bob Latticeur, who has coached the Spartans for a quarter century. Latticeur says high school kids deserve more credit than they usually get.
You know, sometimes teenagers get a bad rap. People say that they're lazy and undisciplined and unfocused, and that has totally not been my experience. It's been the opposite.
That may be due to high expectations. Besides regular practice, the coach's recommended workout regimen includes 2 hours of weight training and on-field drills a day during the school year. In the summer, voluntary sessions ramp up to 4 hours a day, 3 days a week. Junior quarterback Kevin Lapina says the players don't have much choice.
Like they say, voluntary, but you know, you gotta go if you want to be if you want to play. So you can call it voluntary if you want, but it's pretty mandatory.
And it sure seems that all the extra work pays off.
Wide open is Fitzgerald. Fitzgerald streaking towards the end zone, needs a block. Fitzgerald is gonna score. Touchdown, De La Salle.
Fox Sports Net regionally televised last year's win against rival Southern California power Long Beach Polytechnic. This year, a Chicago sports marketing group had even bigger plans. Paragon Marketing Group, which helped to arrange last year's ESPN broadcast featuring former high school basketball star LeBron James, talked the sports network into putting the Spartans on national TV. Paragon partner Rashid Ghazi says the game will introduce viewers to one of the most successful high school football programs ever.
How do they do it? What kind of an offense do they play? What kind of a defense do they play? But more than that, you know, what kind of coaches do they have? What kind of kids do they have? And we thought it'd be phenomenal to showcase them in a nationally televised game.
One who doesn't find this phenomenal is American Studies professor Murray Sperber of Indiana University. The author of several books dealing with the corruption of amateur athletics says the growth of so many sports networks is leading to the professionalization of high school sports.
There's never been a kind of national schedule before, and particularly between high schools who travel great distances to play each other. There's a kind of inevitability to this, but you don't have to like it. I personally think it's terrible.
Whether it's inevitable or not will depend on viewership. Paragon's Ghazi says if 1 million people tune in, he'll push for more national high school football games on TV. For now, the primetime matchup between Evangel Christian and De La Salle is the only high school game on the national schedule. For NPR News, I'm Ben Trefney.